from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Sacrifices, sick animals. They was getting divorced. He was prophesying, saying, "Don't, I hate divorce. I'm just telling what the word say." Then he started talking to the people and said, "Listen, y'all robbing me. Well, how have you robbed me? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and everybody that lives in it. We just stewards here." Somebody said, "Pilgrims passing through." He said, "But you're a robber. I gave you all this. All I asked for Sister Walter is 10%. That's all. I don't really need it. The streets in heaven are paved with gold. I don't need nothing from you. In fact, in Psalms it says, if I was hungry, I wouldn't even tell you. The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to me. I don't need nothing from you. But when you bless me, come on, I'll bless. I just want you to be blessed." So he says, stop getting divorced. Preacher, stop giving me these lame offerings. People, stop robbing me of tithes and offerings. Then you're going to see me, verse 10, pour out so much blessing that you won't have room enough. But I ain't seen that blessing yet. Can anybody be real? I have yet to see the blessing poured out that I shall not have room enough to receive. Amen. But how many know when we obey God consistently, blessings start chasing us? See, you have to walk with the Lord for a little while. To where you really begin to see, man, look how far I've come. And this is not to judge anybody's time, because if you walked with God for any amount of time, you've came from somewhere. I'm talking about walking with him. Can I talk? Come here, Elijah. I'm talking about walking with him. Amen. Now, hold up. It's one thing for me to walk around the Lord. Every now and then, slide up on the Lord. I'm just saying. But it's way different. I'm going to be the Lord. Is that all right? I want you to walk with me. See, if he walking with the Lord, then he following me. He not letting my hand go. See, he can let my hand go, but the Lord won't let you go. Ain't he good? And when you get too far out there, the Lord will pull you back. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Especially when you his. See, but the goal is not that he got you in his mercy. Y'all ain't going to talk this morning. But that you keep your hand in his hand. Because if you got your hand in his hand, then you walk in. And when you're walking with the Lord, that's when them blessings. Because you're already blessed. But we walk into cursed places and have to have the Lord. Anybody the Lord ever pulled them out of something? You was even saved. Sometimes our mouth can get us in trouble, and the Lord have to pull him out. But when you just keep your hand in his hand and walk with him, you ain't got to worry about him pulling you out, because you're walking with him. You letting him lead and guide. Now, I got to be me. No wonder the Lord want to keep you out of church. Can I talk? I'm going to preach to Marcus. No wonder. Because as long as you out, you won't hear this kind of preaching. You won't hear God trying to speak to you, to tweak you, to make sure you still walking with him. Because when you're walking with him and you're following him, that's how you grow. That's how you receive your strength. That's how that blessing is manifested. Tell somebody I'm bathing in it. Tell them again, say I'm bathing in it. Woo! Tell somebody I'm wet. Thank you, Elijah. Bathing in the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody? Y'all, tell us about I'm blessed. See, I haven't really built the foundation yet. We just prophetically preaching a little bit. Let me build this thing. Now, we established that Barakah is the Hebrew word for blessing. Why do we use the Hebrew word? Because the Old Testament is written in what language? So then it makes sense that we look at the Hebrew word. Is that right? We understand that blessing means prosperity, it means peace, it means generosity, it means blessing. Amen. We established that. There's two things I believe the Lord has given me this morning in order to help us, Minister Wells, to bathe in the blessing. The first thing is, everybody, we have to know who we are. Sister Joy, that's why I believe we're living in a day where Satan is perverting everything. See, I can't function the way I'm supposed to function if I think I'm something opposite than what I am. I can't be a man acting like a woman. Y'all ain't gonna talk. I can't be in the fullness of the blessing. Anybody here? Because I was never created to be a woman if he created me to be a man. Now, if I'm a woman, I shouldn't try to be a man. Y'all ain't gonna talk. Y'all quiet. Amen. Amen. I've never heard a pig say meow. Because a pig was created to be a cat. Y'all ain't gonna talk. But when the animal that God created the animal to be is operating the way it functions, then that animal is able to be a blessing in the earth because it's operating the way God created it to operate. Can I tell you who you are this morning? I said, can I tell you? No, I'm going to go deeper now. Can I tell you who you are? Can I tell you who you are? See, some of you say, I know who I am. To a degree, you do. But let me show you who you are in Christ. There's a difference. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. Two things it gave me. First, we must understand who we are to bathe in the blessing. And then secondly, we must receive the blessings given through us, given to us through Scripture. Say, first, I must understand who I am. I have to admit, I've been preaching for over 20 years. I've been saved, I don't know, 20, 24, 25 years, I don't know. But the point is this here. I'm still not, Toya, in the fullness of understanding who I am. See? So you first have to know who you are. Y'all at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 through 10? Look at your neighbor and say, we are royalty. Say it again, say, we are royalty. Now, I've heard this preached in a number of ways, you know. It can be preached to where we hear it and we shout and say, yeah, I'm royalty. Or it can be heard in the sense of an intellectual lecture to where we receive it intellectually and say, okay, yes. But what I want you to do this morning is ask God to help you to receive this as revelation. Because once you get revelation of a thing, nobody can take it from you because it becomes a fact in your life. Now, what is royalty? Definitively, royalty means people of royal blood or status. In our case, we are in the family of the King of all kings. He is the creator of the whole universe. We're in that family. Now, Scripture says that we were adopted into the family by faith. But how many know if we're in the family, adopted or born, we still get the same rights and privileges in any court of law? So when we say we are royalty, 2 Peter 2, 9 through 10 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Tell somebody, that's me. Tell them again, say, that's me. I am royalty. I'm of a royal bloodline. Well, you might say, well, you know, no, I hear all that, but I was born in Jump Street, Tennessee, amen, on July the 1st, 1971, amen. And last I checked, you know, I wasn't born into royalty, you know. We didn't have no vehicle, amen. I was born, amen, on this side of the tracks or whatever. That don't fit me. Listen, your natural lineage is not the same as who you are in Christ. In fact, once we understand who we are in Christ, things begin to line up for us in our lives, and we begin to see manifested in the natural what we believe in the spirit. What we see right now in our lives in the natural is based on what we believe in the spirit. Let me explain this. It don't have to be according to the word. It's just according to what you believe. How many know it's good to have good images in front of you? Many times the images that are around us, if we begin to believe those images, we only go as far as what we see. So we say, well, this is the farthest I can go. Daddy was a hustler. I must be a hustler too. You know, great-grandfather was a plumber. That's what I'm going to be. Nothing wrong with these things. I'm just saying a lot of times we can only go as far as what we see. But once you understand that you are the righteousness of God, that you are royalty in him. See, there are certain things kings, queens, and princes just don't do. They have to carry themselves in such a way. See, when we talk about righteousness, we carry ourselves righteous because, one, we are righteous in the eyesight of God. But by being royalty, we're supposed to live a right life. Amen. We're supposed to have certain standards. Amen. Tell somebody I'm royalty. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Amen. Are you in the book? Let me wait on you. I want everybody to go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. Tell somebody I'm royalty and I'm righteous. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. How many young people got that? I mean, how many young people got a Bible? You got a Bible. I mean, how many young people on that scripture? Amen. Good, 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 good. See, that'll help you stay awake. Amen, somebody. You need to, listen, the faster you learn this, that's how kids should do better than their parents. When we learn who we are early, that keeps us out of gangs, keeps us out of trouble, dealing with stuff we shouldn't be dealing with, operating in sin. Once you know who you are, you say, well, no, I'm not going to fool with that because that's beneath me. How many of those sins should be beneath us? The devil and everything he has should be beneath us. The Bible says he's under our feet. Amen. We're seated in what? Heavenly places. How? In Christ Jesus. It's about knowing who we are. All right. So, God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. See, listen, how many of us have sinned since we've been saved? You've sinned. You've sinned. Amen. See, that's everybody. Amen. Good, good. Hand or no hand, I know. Amen. But isn't it good to know that even though you sin, that doesn't make you a sinner? Now, I'm not telling you to live in sin, because when you live in sin as a saved person, that's going to be condemnation, that's going to be guilt, that's going to be shame, all these things that come, amen, and whatever the repercussion is for the sin, but it don't make you a sinner. Because of what Christ has done on the cross, we are righteous. Tell somebody I'm righteous. You feel better about yourself when you feel like you're righteous. Amen. But when you feel like an old sinner, you say, well, I might, anybody ever had a I might as well spirit? Y'all ain't going to talk. Well, I might as well. I done went this far to the left. I done went this low. I might as well. Amen. Let me help you today. No. The hell with might as well. You righteous. Amen. You don't have to might as well. You're the righteousness of God. At any given time, you can step into your righteousness. Amen. I done been there to where I had to say, you know what? Because it's human nature to want to feel bad and say, oh, well, it's already bad. Let me just keep doing bad. Can I preach? In fact, give me a little alcohol to go with my badness so I can really go deep. Y'all ever heard the term drink your sorrows away? Amen. So we can feel real good and bad. But just as sure as you can walk into unrighteousness and sin, you can walk into the righteousness of God and come out of sin. Amen. Because we are the righteous. Tell somebody I'm righteous. You have to know that that's our status. We're righteous. Not through our own works, Brother Lyons, through what he's done, Sister Kim. He made us right. That's why I give him praise, Brother Siyomi, because of how good he is. That's why I give him the glory. I'm righteous because of him. He who knew no sin, who never sinned, he became sin for us that we might be made. I'm in right standing with God. I say I'm in right standing. Tell somebody I am righteous. Look, you might sin tomorrow. Y'all ain't going to help me pray. Don't help me pray. You might sin tomorrow. Amen. And you might have to say, Lord, forgive me. I confess it. I'm righteous. You just as righteous. Watch this. When you confess that sin to God and put it under the blood as you was before you sin. Don't mean you ain't going to feel some guilt, some condemnation, judgment for whatever the sin is. That's why he tells us just stay away from the sin. But sinning don't make you unrighteous. Not once you've given your life to Christ. You are the righteousness of God. I'm trying to tell you who you are. Tell somebody I'm royalty.
You're listening.